This is the soundtrack for social change in Georgia. Techno clubs like Hidi in Tbilisi have become islands of freedom in a conservative post-Soviet society. The club is hidden under the last bridge built in the city before the fall of communism. It doubles as a bomb shelter. Sparse neon lights along the cement structure lead into a dark space where bass resonates amidst the clubbers. For many here, the club provides a different sort of shelter, as Hidi's founder, Tamun Aksander, explains.
In Georgia, clubbing is very new, and people here, they are trying to support each other and be open and don't judge because who you are and what you do. But we have to fight because we are coming from very difficult Soviet Union, and for us, it's really freedom.
Techno clubs like Hidi in Tbilisi are part of a movement pushing for LGBT rights and to ease the country's unusually strict drug laws, which a recent Human Rights Watch report called abusive. Possession of even particles of a drug automatically leads to a minimum sentence of 5 years in prison, and having more can lead to a life sentence. Dancing became truly political in May, after Georgian police raided two of Tbilisi's most renowned clubs, Cafe Gallery and Bassiani, looking for drug dealers. They were armed with automatic weapons. In response to what many saw as the heavy-handedness of authorities, hundreds of mainly young people took to the streets to protest against the government and to fight for progressive values by dancing outside Georgia's parliament. The LGBT community has become a key group in the push for social change in Georgia. After all, they face a huge amount of pushback in society. Surveys show around 90% of people in Georgia think being gay is unacceptable, and over 80% would be unhappy about having a gay or lesbian neighbor. Levan Beryanidze is a gay rights activist, and we meet at Success Bar, Tbilisi's first gay bar. Inside, there's fake fur, mannequins, and lots of kitsch. Outside, Beryanidze tells me the LGBT community here often faces abuse and violence. He's the director of the NGO Equality Movement and also organizes a regular LGBT night at Bassiani, one of the clubs that was raided in May. He says the clubbing scene is important for mobilizing the community and giving people a sense of belonging.
LGBT community, as well as other groups, have enjoyed Bassiani as a safe space, as a space where they can enjoy solidarity, equality, freedom, which is quite lacking outside of Bassiani and those club scenes. It's very conservative outside, and the club raids represented this threat to the safe environment. And this is why a lot of people decided that very core and very important things were being violated and were on the table, and they had to come out and protect them.
Georgia appears to be at a crossroads between its past and its future. On the one hand, the country is pushing for political proximity to the EU, but conservative forces, including the Georgian Orthodox Church, are also very powerful. An overwhelming majority of Georgians consider themselves Orthodox Christians. And some here want a more traditional political path for the country. In recent years, several nationalist groups have appeared on the scene, including one called Georgian March. Gia Korkotashvili is its co-founder, and he's also a musician. Today he's at a traditional Georgian restaurant. The table is overflowing with dumplings, grilled meat, fresh vegetables, bunches of herbs, and freshly baked bread. Georgian March is an ultra-nationalist movement that's held a number of loud demonstrations since it was established last year. It's rallied against migrants and supports so-called family values. Not surprisingly, it's not in favor of gay rights. Korkotashvili feels Georgia is losing its national identity to Western liberal values.
We're proud of being tolerant. We can have millions of visitors. But Georgia is now losing its identity, and I don't want Georgia to lose its qualities, because they're our main strength. What are we pushing towards? Why are we rushing towards darkness where we can't see anything? Saying Georgia is a European country is absurd. This is a country of the Caucasus.
Back at Hidi, the club's owner hopes nightlife, rather than just politics, can be a driver for social change in Georgia.
Club culture is growing like very fast, but it will need years to change the mentality of the people who thought many years that people like us are enemies and they are weird and they are strange and we don't deserve to be part of this society. So this mentality should change, and I think we are trying to change it.
In Georgia, different groups and generations are pulling society in different directions. But many here at the club hope the country's identity can slowly take on a new form, somewhere here in the darkness. Emily Sherwin, DW, Tbilisi.